Well, one NBA club celebrated our nation's independence by bringing a Canadian to town. The Lakers have acquired point guard Steve Nash in a sign-and-trade deal with the Suns, who received four draft picks in return, first-rounders in 2013 and 2015, and second-rounders in 2013 and 2014. Nash agreed to a three-year deal worth $27 million. To replace Nash, the Suns have reacquired point guard Goran Dragic to the tune of $34 million over 4 years. And in an attempt to replace Dragic, ESPN reports that the Rockets have offered Knicks point guard Jeremy Lin a four-year deal worth roughly $30 million. To baseball in the American League, David Ortiz launched his 400th career home run, but it wasn't enough as the A's finished off a sweep of the Red Sox 3-2. The White Sox beat Texas 5-4 in 10, Detroit dropped Minnesota 5-1, Cleveland pounded the Angels 12-3, Toronto topped Kansas City 4-1, Baltimore doubled up Seattle 4-2, and Robinson Cano's two-run single in the 8th lifted the Yankees to a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay. Over to the NL, Cliff Lee picked up his first win of the season as the Phillies blasted the Mets 9-2. Washington whipped San Francisco 9-4, Pittsburgh held off Houston 6-4, St. Louis down Colorado 4-1, San Diego got by Arizona 8-6, the Cubs clipped Atlanta 5-1, Miami outlasted Milwaukee 7-6-10, and the Dodgers dumped Cincinnati 4-1. In other baseball news, the Marlins have added some much-needed pop to their lineup, acquiring Carlos Lee from the Astros in exchange for a pair of prospects. At Wimbledon, defending champ Novak Djokovic will take on six-time winner Roger Federer for a spot in the title match. Djokovic advanced with a straight-set win over Florian Mayer, while Federer rolled over Mikhail Yuzny, also in straight sets. Andy Murray faces Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the other semifinal match. In NHL news, the Wild hit the free agent jackpot by landing the two top players on the market. Minnesota has signed forward Zach Parise and defenseman Ryan Suter, both to 13-year deals worth $98 million. And in cycling, Germany's André Greipel won the fourth stage of the Tour de France. Swiss rider Fabian Cancellara avoided a late crash that collected world champ Mark Cavendish. Cancellara retains the overall lead for a fifth day. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.